兄姐妹平安，都好吗
？Good morning, BICF。
都好吗 ？OK， 好，好，我们今天啊、是联合崇拜。那么第一堂我们会按照中文堂的讲道计划继续讲彼得前书，那会讲丈夫跟妻子之间的关系。那第二堂是英文堂，是会讲那个 Big Story。那么我们先请 Tori 用英文。把彼得前书第三章的一到七节念一下好吗？大家可以跟着一起来念。
So this morning is our Unity Sunday, and for IMS, we're still continue with our First Peter, and for the celebrant service, we'll still continue with the big story. So let's read the First Peter in English first, from verse chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Let's read it together. Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. When they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past, who put their hope in God, used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands. Like Sarah, who obeyed the Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heir with you of the gracious gift of life. So that nothing will hinder your prayers, suffering from doing good.
Thank you, 谢谢。我前两堂曾经谈到关于 information 跟 transformation 的，就是到底是知识信息呢，还是生命的改变的这样一个内容。
So last week I talked about from information to transformation. That is how to from information to transform our lives.
我讲完之后，有一位弟兄就来跟我说，他说你好像完全把 information 把信息把知识这方面给否定掉，那是不对的，因为 transformation 一定是从 information 来的。
So after the preaching, a brother came to me and said it is wrong that you have completely denied the information.
其实我并没有把这个 information 把那个 information 完全否定掉，我并不是这个意思。我的意思到底是什么呢？我的意思是我们今天太注重了 information 的时候，我们忘记 information 的目的是为了 transformation。
So just let me clarify, my purpose is not to deny completely information, but it is to mention that today that we focus too much on information, we forgot about the transformation.
为什么会有这种情况？为什么？
So, why did this happen?
Why?
为什么？
Good. 是因为今天很多我们在传递这种信息的人本身我们有问题。
It is because it's our problem that who carries the message out.
我们这些传递信息的人，我们本身的生命没有改变，所以我们去教别人的时候，我们怎么能够让别人生命改变？
It is because us, we haven't been transformed of our lives, so that when we deliver the message, we can't use that message to transform other people's lives.
第二种情况，你以为你用几个小时、十几个小时、几十个小时就要人发生生命的改变，你忘记吧。你的老公可以证明你一辈子生命都没有改变，对不对？
So secondly, if you think you can just spend hours or even more than hours a day to transfer somebody's lives, it is impossible.
所以今天的重点已经不在 information 了，不是在知识、信息的堆积，而是在于生命怎么样改变。
So today our focus is not about information anymore. It's not about accumulation of information. It is about transformation.
所以今天讲婚姻，讲夫妻关系，本质是一样的。
So today when we talk about the marriage and talk about the relationship between husband and wife, it is the same.
这不是一个你上几个小时的婚前辅导。现在我们一对夫妇跟着 Peter 牧师在上婚前辅导，对不对？你有几个小时的课程啊？十个还是二十个？十个小时，你要小心，你不要以为上了十个小时，他们夫妻关系就会好 ，OK？
So it is the same with the marriage relationships too. Like we do hours of premarital counseling, like Pastor Peter, they do 10 hours premarital counseling.
我不是说你这个不重要，非常重要。Sorry， 对不起，有点那个， 我一讲起来就把你忘记，
又
这是我不对，对
不起。没关系，没关系。So it's not to saying the 10 hours of premarital counseling is not important.
而是我们怎么样把这个 information 可以转化成为生命的改变，这才是一个重点。
But our focus is how to transform the information into application of our life.
就像一个女孩子，她要结婚的话，她想结婚，她先去上辅导课程，又读了很多关于婚姻、健康婚姻的家庭的课程，但是她永远不去结婚，你说她的婚姻会幸福吗？
So let's take example. If a girl wants to get married and she takes hours of premarital counseling and she even prepare herself, but she never gets married.So, do you think this is useful?
所以今天我们在一同谈婚姻的时候，是在谈在婚姻的过程当中，我们自己的生命怎么样慢慢改变。
So today we're talking about is that in the marriage that how our life can be transformed.
在刚刚托瑞读的这段圣经是彼得前书三章一到七节。
So we just read from the First Peter chapter 3:1-7.
彼得在讲两个问题。实际上是一个问题的两方面。
So Peter was talking about two issues, but it's actually is one issue with two aspects.
这一个 issue 实际上就是作为基督徒的夫妻，我们的生活的见证当是怎么样的。
So the first aspect we're talking about, the first issue we're talking about is that how can we be testimony to each other in the marriage relationship?
第一点是做基督徒的妻子应当是如何的。
So first point is that how to be a Christian wife.
彼得在这里说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
So Peter was saying that as wives, you should be obedient to your husband.
做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So wives, be obedient to the husband.
今天早晨我来看到 Paul 牧师坐在第三排。
So this morning I saw Pastor Paul was sitting on the third row.
这我就邀请他坐到第一排来。
So I invited him to sit on the first row.
他跟我说，他用英文回答我，他说我要坐在我wife 旁边 submit my wife 我听错了其实他是 sit beside 但我听成 submit
but Pastor Paul told me in English that today I'm going to be sit beside my wife but I heard it wrong I heard that I will be submissive to my wife today
所以很多时候你就看到很小的地方如果我们不注意的话你会发现整个次序会颠倒
So I see if we don't pay attention to details a lot of orders will be messed up
在这里说你们做丈夫做妻子 要顺服在原文他的事情 是照样要照样子来顺服照什么样子呢是照着之前彼得所说的这些信息你们在国家里面你们要顺服执政掌权的你们做工的要顺服你们的主人雇主你们在社会上的要顺服在上掌权的是从这个角度来讲的
So as 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1 said, wives in the same way be submissive to your husband. And what does he mean by the same way? It's the same way as Peter saying that we should be submissive to our authority. We should be submissive to our society in the same way that wives be submissive to your husband.
但是你要知道在圣经里面讲到顺服只有一种顺服是无条件的一种就是人对上帝的顺服是无条件的。
You have to understand there's only one submission that is without any conditions in the Bible. That is just us to God.
对你丈夫的 submit 是有条件的。
And wives, when you submit to your husband, it is conditional.
如果他打你啊，他打你，对不对？你还说打吧，我顺服你啊，我让你打。
So if your husband
不是这样的嘛，对不对
？So if your husband is hitting your wife.And the wives cannot say that, yeah, just hit me more. And you can't say that.
对不对？所以对丈夫的顺服是有条件的顺服，乃是在一定的条件下面，你怎么样来行。
So wives, be submissive to your husband. That is conditional. It is under certain condition that how you behave.
而且在这里，彼得主要讲的是，如果你的丈夫还没有信主，你应当怎么来做。
So in this passage, Peter was particularly talking about if your husband is not a believer yet, and how should you behave in the family.
若有不信从神的道的丈夫，只是说他还没有信主的话，因着你妻子的品德被感化过来。
So, and in this way, it's saying that if your husband is an unbeliever, that and he should be moved by your Christian conduct and personality.
被感化过来，原文用的是一个金融的术语， 就是说赢得啊，赢得你的丈夫。
And in another word, that the being the husband being moved by your wife also means that the husband will be won over.
很多时候我们在夫妻的日常生活当中，顺服实在是个很不容易的题目。
So in our marriage, that being obedient is very, very difficult.
因为今天我在我们很多的弟兄姐妹的家庭里面是看到你们的丈夫是很顺服你们的妻子。
In a lot of marriages,
我看这三个牧师在前面都在笑啊，还有一个还在笑，四个都在笑，什么意思
？In our church, a lot of marriages today that is the husband that submit to the wives, and now we can see that our four pastors sitting in the front row are laughing at the same time.
在今天的我们的这个生活当中，实际上是我们实在是很听从我们的太太，对不对 ？Paul 是不是这样啊？
So today in our lives that we can see our families, a lot of our husband that actually listen to what the wife said all the time.
那今天早晨呢，我又发生一些事情，这个新鲜出炉的啊，才一个小时前发生的啊。
So today something happened to me an hour ago.
那我呢，每一次礼拜天呢，我礼拜六奖章打出来之后呢，我礼拜天早晨一边喝咖啡，一定会把奖章从头到尾再看一遍，有很多的修改的地方。需要改的就是当时就开始弄了，那差不多七点钟的时候。
So when I wrote up my outline for the sermon this or usually on Saturday, so in the morning on Sunday I should just drink my coffee and review it and do more changes.
那然后呢，我太太就说，哎，今天的咖啡不好喝。
And then my wife told me that the coffee is tasting really bad.
她说你是不是动过那个 coffee machine 了？
So have you changed and touched the coffee machine?
因为我们除了那个机器之外，还有一个打咖啡的，就是磨咖啡豆的、磨粉的。他说这个粉不够细，你是不是动过了
？So my wife is asking me that usually we have a blender to blend the coffee beans, and my wife asked me, have you touched the coffee machine?
我说不是我干的。
And I said it's not me.
我肯定没有干过啊。
I didn't do it.
然后呢？那么你知道我的太太的 IQ 比我高，那。我是这个比较那个，就是我比较有想象力，但是他是逻辑性比较好。我们家里倒过来的，他逻辑比较好，我感情比较丰富啊，想象比较丰富啊。
You know, in my family, that my wife is usually have a higher IQ than me, and I am more creative, but my wife is more logical.
所以呢，我就跟他说，可不可以把这个咖啡豆打过之后，就已经变成粉了，不够细，再倒进去，重新再打一遍吧。我太太说这要坏掉，这是要坏掉的，你懂吗
？So I asked my wife, so if the coffee is not grounded enough, can we put the coffee back into the blender and blend it again? But my wife told me that it's gonna break the machine.
那到如果事情到这里的话，也就算了，因为我错了嘛，我并没有这么做，我只是想象力丰富了一点，对不对
？I didn't actually do it. I'm just kind of suggesting and have an idea.
但是我太太去厨房之后回来就说，你是不是过去已经把咖啡粉放到里面去打过一次了。
And then my wife went to the kitchen and then came and rushed back to the living room and asked me, did you already do it?
那我就火了嘛，对不对
？And then I got really angry.
我马上就拿出这个彼得前书第三章，因为我正好在准备要讲这个道嘛。
So and I just took my Bible. It was right at 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 to 7.
但你们做妻子要顺服丈夫，这是做地位上，你要顺服你的丈夫啊！你怎么可以挑战你丈夫呢
？So I start preaching to my wife is that you should be submissive to me, and how can you challenge me?
她不是在怀疑我属灵的权柄吗？对不对
？Isn't she challenging my authority in God?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道家庭生活真的很不容易，这么小的事情。每天都在发生的事情，如果不小心处理，会引起这个家庭战争的，你懂我意思吗
？So, brother and sister, you can see that little things like that happens every day. If this doesn't take care of, it's going to start a war in family.
那感谢主神呢，我的太太还是一个比较就是 IQ 比较高的，她很镇静的就把我 calm down。她说今天你要讲道的。
So, I'm gladly that my wife has higher IQ.
然后我就马上拿支笔，对我一定要讲，我就旁边就 calm down 就下来了，看到没有
？And then I start calming down and I start writing things down on the sermon.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看到在这里这么一点点的事情，这做妻子要顺服丈夫是很不容易的。现在已经上升到一个神学上非常不容易相处的。因为今天早晨我跟 Paul 牧师在聊天的时候，他就说这个问题很难讲啊，对不对？
So as we see that when Peter is saying that be submissive to a wife, and this one is already risen up to an issue that is in theology. And today I was talking to Pastor Paul that saying that this is a very difficult issue to be preaching on.
坐在我前面的弟兄们脸色都很尴尬，你看那个。
So the brothers sitting in front of me, that their face just all look really awkward.
因为你知道今天的社会女权极度的膨胀嘛，对不对？
So、
你在教会还要讲这么保守的信息吗？
So you know, as today that the feminism is rising up in our society, and how can I preach a message that in a church that is so conservative?
那我们怎么样去看男女平等的问题呢？
Then how do we look at the equality between men and women?
我是坚决支持一个社会的文明程度跟这个社会怎么样尊重女性的程度是成正比的。我是极对赞成这个说法的。
I do agree that as civilization, the level of civilization should also rising up with the position of women.
但是我们在看到2000年前的圣经当中写的时候，它的背景到底是怎么样的？
But we also have to look at the background of this Bible when Peter wrote this message.
第一，在圣经那个时代，很多的女性地位很卑下，是男人完全主导的社会。
So in the background, in the biblical background of this chapter, that the man usually take full authority in the society.
然后呢，在特别犹太人的背景当中，很多的男人可以无故的把女人。就是说把他的妻子休书休掉跟他离婚，只要他说三句 I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, 你就出去。
And especially in the Jewish culture that a Jewish man can divorce a wife easily just by saying three sentences, I divorce you.
所以在当时的情况下，很多女性是完全没有被保护的。
So in that background, a lot of women are unprotected.
第二个，在当时的情况下，很多的女性是没有受过任何的文化的教育。
And also a lot of women are less educated or even not educated at all.
所以她们就更处于一个在社会当中被攻击的地位。
So therefore they'll be easily attacked by the society.
所以彼得会在这里说，你们要顺从你们的丈夫，而且你们要因着你们妻子的品格把你们的丈夫感化过来。
And this is why Peter was saying that wives be submissive to your husband so that your husband will be won over without words by the behavior of their wives.
这是第二个方面，就是责任了。你做妻子的责任不单单是在地位上你要顺服你的丈夫，但是你在责任上，你对不信主的丈夫你要把他感化过来。
And second one, we talk about responsibility.And it's not only that we won over the wife by won over the husband by our behavior, but also it's our responsibility to change them.
这个感化过来这个词，在哥林多前书第七章第十六节翻译成救。你们信主的丈夫怎么知道不能够救你们的妻子呢？你们信主的妻子怎么知道不能够救你们的丈夫呢？是拯救的意思啊。
So the won over in 1 Peter that actually used in Corinthians is save.So for wives, it's actually that you should save your husband.
同样的，丈夫也是可以救你的妻子的。
At the same time, your husband can save the wives too.
然后呢，接下来彼得又是说到品格的问题了，因为他说第三节，他说你们不要以外面的半头发戴装饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久的温柔安静为装饰。
And also that Peter, well, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 also said that your beauty should not come from the outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes.
哎，你去看今天的女人正好相反。对不起，我这么讲，今天的女孩子正好相反，我们都是以外面的装饰为美，对不对？
And as you see in our society, that is completely the opposite. And a lot of the women we see that is also proud of the appearance.
听过我讲到弟兄姐妹，知道我很反对整容，对不对？
A lot of people that are familiar with my preaching that is
that I am against the plastic surgery. You say, "What are you saying?
So there'll be sisters who come to me that saying that, is there any biblical support for saying that you're against the plastic surgery? And I said to them, you should look at the 1 Peter chapter 3. That is that you, And that is that they're saying that what's your beauty is coming from the inner self. And it's not that I am against the plastic surgery. I think the parents, oh no, it's not that I'm against the appearance to look beautiful. And I think it's good. But the most important is our inner beauty.
我记得十几年前我还在国外读完书，我回到中国来旅行，带我父母出去旅行。
So I remember about a decade ago, and I was still studying abroad, that I brought my parents to China and travel.
啊，看到我们的旅行团一起，很多人，有一对年轻的夫妇，还带一个小孩子，这个太太真的很漂亮，比你还漂亮，啊。
So I saw a couple that with the kids and in our travel group that I say that the wife is really, really beautiful.
哇，头发什么，真的那个我还多看她两眼，那个时候我还没结婚啊。
And then I was just looking at her and just stunned by her beauty. At that time, I wasn't married yet.
啊，然后突然她吃饭吃到一半，呵，一口痰。啊，我把我吓坏了。但我们坐在旁边嘛，对不对？因为我们一桌人这个旅行团嘛，一桌嘛，哇，一口痰吐在旁边，还不算，还要喝茶，呼。呀。Okay, okay.
Pastor Lee is very, 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 very anemic, so I don't have to do the whole thing.
这是美丽的表示啊。
So
这个事情给我很大的刺激。我说哇，那个人可以在外表这么美，指甲留得很长，涂到什么颜色，每一个指甲的颜色都不一样。在十几年前已经这么新潮了，对不对？哎，他的动作可以表现出他里面跟外面是完全不一样的，你懂我意思吗？
So as I look at the wife is really, really in fashion, that he painted his nails in every different color. Remember, that's a decade ago. So, and I was just stunned by her beauty. But a lot of her beauty are changed by her behavior.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们知道，里面出来的才是真的美丽啊。
So brothers and sisters, the inner beauty is the real beauty.
因为你如果跟你的丈夫或者跟你的妻子相处，时间越久，最考验的就是你里面的东西。
So if in a marriage relationship that the longer you stayed with your partner and the most revealed is your inner self.
哎，这个东西跟那个没有结婚的人是一样的道理。
So this is the same with unmarried
people. 我们很多老弟们都还没有结婚，小妹们也没有结婚，对不对？啊，你们在寻找你们配偶的时候，你们切记切记，不要看表面的东西啊。你最看表面了，我告诉你。
So our lot of our brothers and sisters are not married yet. So I just warn you that do not look out for the outer beauty.
真的是这样，为什么呢
？It's true.
因为你只有把自己弄干净了，特别是当你里面弄干净的时候，你出来的东西才是干净的。
So.When you clear yourself inside, when you're clean inside, when the, what has come out, that is also clean.
为什么老是失败？
Why there's always failure in dating relationships?
是因为我里面还没有把我的后花园整干净啊，弟兄啊。
It is because I haven't cleaned inside.
今天的女孩子很聪明的，很厉害的。
Nowadays,
她不跟你那个随便来的。他一定是对不对？但是你结婚之后，你又骗不了人的。是啊。
So today that girls are so much smarter, and amen. I heard amen from that. Girls are so much smarter. And so when you actually get married, you can't lie. The guys can't lie to girls. The inner self is going to be revealed.
在我跟我太太结婚的十几年当中，我们经历很多。
So in my marriage, though, I've been married for more than 10 years. I've experienced a lot.
现在我很大声，因为我养家。
I am standing here really proud, and I can boast about it because I make the most money.
我现在很有理由要求我太太顺服我，对不对？
So I have tons of reason for my wife to be submissive.
但不是这样的，我告诉你，真的不是这样，因为在我们婚姻的极大多数时间当中，都是她养家。
But it is not. This is only happened now. But most of the time, actually, my wife makes the most money.
最少十年是他养家，不是我养家。
At least for 10 years, that he is the one that.
他十年前的戏拿挣的钱比我现在多十倍。
So 10 years ago, that.
但我太太从来不会看不起我。
So 10 years ago, my wife earns.
我太太从来不会因为她养家挣钱。我当时还在这个大学读书，读博士，拿2000块钱的奖学金一个月。她从来不会这样看不起我。我去开荒建立教会都没有钱的，三个人去开荒建立教会的时候没有pay的，2年半都是她雅家，都是她养。她从来不会说我挣钱，家里我说了算，不会。一定在最重要的事情当中，她来问我的意见。是你觉得怎么样？你觉得要做就做。我觉得这是个好的榜样，最最少给我这个提醒。
So as 10 years ago, my wife actually earns 10 times more salary than I earn. And that time I was steady and I was building a church and with only three people. And my wife is the only source of the incomes in our family. But my wife never looked down upon me, never looked down on me at all.And when there's important decisions, she always comes to me and asks my opinion. So this, for me, is a really good example and also a good warning.
因为她很记得圣经里面谈到夫妻的关系是妻子顺服丈夫属灵的权柄。
Because she really knows that in the Bible, it talks about the wife be submissive to the husband who has authority of God.
我们有一位姊妹，我们都知道她最近失去了她的最亲爱的人，她的丈夫Martin 突然过世，而且这是很突然的，突然晚上吃完饭，还没吃完饭就不行了，去到厕所要吐，吐出来全是血，10分钟人就过世了。
So as we know that in our church that our one sister lost the most important person in their life, that is her husband.That it was on the dinner table that it was really sudden death, and on the dinner table that he was eating, and then he went to the bathroom and started puking, and it was all blood, and then he passed away in 10 minutes.
那这对夫妇我跟他们蛮亲密的，所以我每次去上海出差的时候，我都住在他们家，对不对？我跟他讲过，然后我就观察他们的夫妻生活，非常有意思。
I'm personally really close to this couple. Every time I go to Shanghai, I was stayed over in the couple's house, and I've been observing their relationship with each other.
这个太太是非常能干的，这么能干的太太，在我们这么当中的能干的姊妹当中都是不多见的。我亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，是个 IQ、EQ 都是非常高的，还有那个灵商，她还爱主，特别爱主，这么一个姊妹。
And the sister, and which the wife, that is a very, it's a very highly capable person with really high EQ and IQ, and also a very spiritually mature and love the Lord.
但是相对来说，虽然这个丈夫也是非常事业有成，我们都知道他过世之后，那个网上都报得很厉害，所谓平安无虎之一嘛，对不对？非常有这个商业天才的。但是呢，如果真的来说，这个太太是。我甚至认为这个太太如果去从商比她丈夫还要成功可能10倍都会，但是在家里面她的太太，这个太太是非常尊重她的先生的。
And the husband himself is a very very successful businessman too, but I think if the wife that actually goes into business, he'll become more successful than husband, but however in the family the wife still respect the husband, highly respect him.
所以我们每一次在一起，这个我在他家里的时候，他老说：“哎呀，我们家老爷回来了。”他喜欢这样称呼，这个很难翻译啊、哦。我们家老爷 ，Our John is back， 就这个意思。
So every time that when the husband is coming home, and she always saying that, "Oh, our master is coming back."
所以在这个夫妻的关系当中，你会看到那种相濡以沫。彼此的扶持，彼此的支持，彼此的鼓励，特别是这个太太，她怎么样在从一个从属的地位当中来支持这个丈夫，而且不让这个丈夫觉得，还要不让她这个丈夫觉得啊。
So as you can see in this relationship that they're highly respect for each other and also very encouraging, and the wife's being really supportive and also being suggesting the husband and how to become a better person, but also not let her husband feel like she's taking over.
所以这个姊妹有了一个美好的见证，她有信心，有坚持，有忍耐，还有不断的鼓励她的先生。
So the sister become a really good testimony for each other that she's patient and she's perseverance and also she's encouraging and she also respects her husband.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不管你们中间有些已经白头到老了，有些是年轻的小夫妻刚刚有了儿女，我都希望你们可以 在这个家庭生活当中尊重圣经的原则。
So whether in our church, as you're spending your marriage is a bit longer than other people, or there's some young couples here too, and I hope that you can also treat each other as a biblical principles.
第二点，做基督徒的丈夫。
So second, let's talk about how to be a Christian husband.
圣经说，你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住。情理原文是知识啊，也就是说按知识与丈夫同与妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你的祷告没有阻拦。
So the Bible says on First Peter chapter 3 verse 7, husband, in the same way, be considerate as your life as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner, and is here with you of gracious gift of life.So that nothing will hinder your prayers.
三个重点，第一，你是按照知识与你的妻子同住；第二，你是按照爱心对待她；第三，你要按照礼貌来对待她。
So I have three key points. That first is we treat our wives based on their reasoning and knowledge, and second is based on the thoughtfulness and care, and third is based on politeness and courtesy.
为什么要按照知识来对待你的妻子？是因为那个时候我已经讲过了，很多的女性是没有受过基本的教育，只有男人他可以读得懂圣经，可以什么有好的教育，所以你当按照情理，就生活当中的自然的规律及圣经的道理来对待你的妻子。
So why they say that we treat our wives based on reasoning and knowledge? Because that time that a lot of women were not educated at all. So the wives, the husband that who were educated, should treat your wife with knowledge that is based on the society and also from the Bible.
我现在到了北京之后，我才知道我的太太的工作是多么的辛苦。我之前不知道，真的不知道。
It's not that until I come to Beijing, then I realized that my wife's work is really tough.
当时她自己还要工作，她早晨到晚上都要工作，回到家里还要煮饭给我吃啊。
So around that time that she has to work all day and she came home and then she has to cook for me.
还要整理家务吗？我们不用阿姨，我们从来不用阿姨的，你知道吗？我们都是自己做搞定的，没有什么小时工、钟点工，我们全部自己搞定。所以我现在就知道她是多么的辛苦。这是按照我很笨的知识才这么晚才知道的。
So we never actually use an IE to clean our house, and we always just my wife always does it by herself. And now I know that how tough for her it was and how difficult for her.
所以圣经说，因她比你软弱，所以你就要有爱心对待她。什么？她比你软弱？她在体力上，她在能力上，她在各方面的都比你软弱啊。
So when the Bible says that we treat the wives as a weaker partner, is that because they are physically weaker than us?
我讲句那个你不一定喜欢听的话啊，不要老是一个人在外面跑，不好这样，这样对你太太不好，真的。你好好应该在家里陪陪你太太，就是因为她比你软弱了。你以为你在为神做工，你到处去，哎呀，我去那，不是的，以后多点跟太太在一起。可能你跟太太多点在一起的见证比你在外面去唱十场还要好，还要好见证的，因为两个人在一起总比一个人强，这不是我讲的，这圣经讲的。
So as we say that,
但你不会听我的，你虽然在阿们，你不会听我的，我知道你们不会听我的。
So as the husband said, I just urge you that spend more time at home and spend more time with your wife, even though you're doing the Lord's work and going out and preach, but you still need to spend time with your wife because she's the weaker partner. And the Bible says that two is better than one, and this will become a better testimony than anything.
圣经说她比你软弱是指她是一个软弱的器皿啊，就虽然她也是你我。我们男人跟女人都是上帝创造的，但是就是从生理，单单从生理结构上说，女性就是比较弱的，她的体力就是没有你强嘛，对不对？很多时候她需要你在身边的时候，如果你不在的时候，她会觉得更弱啊，是不是这样？
And even though the Bible says that God created man and woman, but physically that woman is a weaker partner, is a weaker sex than man. So, and when if you're not home and when she feels weak, she will even feel weaker.
很多时候女性是很容易受伤害的，你知道吗？特别是那个不小心的时候，因为女性的感情比较敏感，比较丰富，她不像男人呢、啊， 所以你不小心的时候，他是很容易受伤害的。所以圣经说他比你软弱啊。
And also, women as more sensitive than men, and that it's easily for them to feel hurt inside.
所以圣经说你要敬重他，这就是谈到礼貌的问题了。你要爱他，你还要敬重他，因为他比你软弱，要敬重他。所以要有礼貌，要有尊重，要有爱在里面，对不对？
So this is why the Bible says you need to treat her with love and respect, because out of love that she would feel that she's valuable.
那个我在瑞典带信组的一个姊妹，后来她回了中国之后就结婚了。那结婚后不多久，她就来找我们夫妇，她就跟我们说，她说他们在相处的时候有点困难。
I led a sister to Christ in Sweden, and then she came back to Beijing, and she got married, and after a few years, she came up to me that she just said, I've been feeling a little bit difficult in our marriage.
她说这个丈夫有的时候跟她相处啊，她不太尊重她，喜欢打她的头。你这个怎么可以容忍呢？对不对？你还说哎呀打吧，因为圣经说要我顺从你，不是的嘛。对不对？他就那个姊妹就来问我们该怎么办。
So the sister came to me and asked me that I find that my husband treat me with a little unrespect, and he always liked to hit my head.
我觉得这种事情好像真的是很奇怪。我在西方很少也有啊，西方更严重，就喝完酒打老婆，对不对？但是你在西方你打老婆，你这个很严重的事啊，你要坐牢的。但在中国好像这种事情好像家庭暴力好像很多啊。
As we see that domestic violence that in the Western countries is a really bad thing that you can actually be punished, but in China, as we see, it is very very common.
后来我就跟他说，你告诉他，你说我要找他，我要告诉他这是不可以这样的，因为你对你的太太最基本的爱、尊重、礼貌都没有，不用谈了，对不对？
So I told her that just go straight to your husband and saying that you can't treat me like this because the husband is not treating the wife with love and respect and politeness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们聚在一起，我们谈论实际上是一个很不容易谈论的问题。虽然没有神学上的难度，其实是有实际上的很多的困难的。
So brothers and sisters, today we get together and we talk about a very difficult issue.
是不是我超时了？还没超时，还有两分。这平生第一次的，我跟我太太讲话，就是她不喜欢听，也不会，她也不会弹琴给我。
So as we heard the music, that even my wife wouldn't treat me like this if I talk too much.
OK, 我大概弹的太多了，我赶快结束吧。那么，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，其实原则。在圣经上已经很清楚了。
So, brother and sister, the Bible says it very clearly.
就是当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服啊。
That is, we honor God and we have fear for God and we submissive to each other.
教会怎么样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样顺从丈夫。
And as the church, how church submissive to the Christ and the wife should be same submissive to your husband.
所以你们做丈夫的。更要爱你们的妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And the husband should be the same, that to love your wife as Christ loved the church and to give up his life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you so much.
因为很多时候，当这个世界的标准越来越跟教会不同的时候。
And because when the world standard is becoming very much different from the church,
我们还是觉得你的话语是那么的宝贵。
And we still think that your word are so valuable.
让我们教会的每一个妻子更加尊重各自的丈夫。
Let the wives in our church can respect the husband more.
更加顺服自己的丈夫。
And be more submissive to their husbands.
同时也让我们的做丈夫的更加爱我们的妻子。
At the same time, let our husband to love our wives.
因为他们比我们软弱。
Because the wives are the weaker partner.
愿你祝福我们的家庭。
May you bless our families.
因我们愿意跟从你的话语。
Because we want to follow your words.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.